Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Vinny, lovely to look across this board, this dusty, old-ass, decrepit board, and see your beautiful face.
It's nice to see you, too.
What is going on? People have been, I mean, honestly, I've gotten so many, just everywhere I look,
yeah.
Instagram, what is happening with Vinny's daughter?
So look, I'll tell you the short story because she's in school now. She's not in school this second, but you know what I mean. I'm trying not to,
I don't want her
to be the
personal
sick kid.
I mean,
everybody already notices when a Hassan is missing, right? So I mean,
it's all quiet.
It's not like
so quiet.
They're not going to notice that she's missing, but I don't want to. Anyway, the point is, she's got some kind of autoimmune thing. I don't know what it is. Crohn's, ulcerative colitis. Mm. They still have yet to diagnose it. Mm. So we're stuck with that. But what happened on
Tuesday?
And I swear to God, we went into, you could have asked me for days there what day it was, and I couldn't tell you. So was that Tuesday night?
Yeah. Must have been, yeah, because you were here last Tuesday.
Right.
Okay, so we rushed her. She got a fever. She threw up. Mm. And we're like, what? On top of everything, now we're doing this?
Mm.
So it looks like she caught the flu when she went back to school after the holidays.
Mm.
So the flu, apparently, because her system's already
compromised,
weakened, compromised, right, however you want to put it, just wrecked her. She hit 105 temperature.
105 is ridiculous.
And we were like, I typed as my wife is running around trying to get things together, I typed to you guys, there's no way I'm making it to work tomorrow.
Totally.
So
right.
whenever that was sent, we're going to the hospital. I'm out
of
here, we're headed for the ER, and we have to go to Good Sam, which is over the hill.
Is it Los Gatos or Campbell?
It's Los Gatos, yeah. Okay. It's where she was born.
Mm.
Anyway. So that was it. We were in, they checked us in and they went, okay, so she's anemic. She's, all the other stuff.
Check mark.
She's not leaving. Yeah. Everybody get ready for a couple days. So that's what we did. We fought the flu first and the fever. And, you see her, she's like this big. She's already tiny and she's lost some weight and she's in this little she's in this hospital bed and she's intravenous sticking out of her, and
it's basically the last thing on earth you want to see your kid in a hospital.
I mean, I can tell you as frankly as possible that the reason I was arguing against having kids with my missus in the first was that right there. That sight was it. That was the thing. Like, I can't. What if that happens? Mm. And then there it is, your worst nightmare realized. And it's not even the worst. She's gonna be okay. Mm. I mean, we have to believe that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
she's going to be.
So this is the thing. They kept having to take blood. She's already anemic. By like the fourth day, they go, we're probably gonna have to do transfusions.
Totally.
And now I'm just oh no.
And as awful as that sounds, it's so good for her. I mean, she's going to be re-energized, even if it's for a little bit. I mean,
those transfusions,
I had never felt so much getting someone else's blood. Thank you so much. Give life.
Give blood.
Yes. And I felt better each time. I had several, but each time I felt good. So.
Well, because it was good, healthy blood that, was bringing you the nutrients that you needed.
Right.
Exactly,
your body.
That I had expelled in other ways.
Well, and oxygenating you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing with anemia is you're not getting enough oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't happen, but that might happen this week.
Mm.
So we got out without having to do that. Was that Saturday afternoon? Probably.
Is that when you got out of there?
I think so.
I thought you went home Friday, but I don't.
Maybe.
You know, what do I know?
I know. All our days are mixed up. Well, that's, yeah, I thought it was Friday
definitely
too.
In a
haze.
I'm just honestly, I'm going by the timeline of the text. You know,
whatever it is, we got out. We just got home and just huddled up.
Right. Mm. Take care of your baby.
So, anyway, that's yesterday. We had a really good day. We took sister to daycare, which wasn't the reason why we had a good day, but
Sure it was.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Come out right.
That's not why.
I'm sorry, sister. It's all we good. Didn't mean nothing, but
sister's okay.
I swear.
Number one, baby number two. Get the Hulk baby out of here. I want to have some quiet time.
Well, we needed so older. Isla got mom and dad to herself yesterday, and we got Hulk baby off to Sue's house. And
she'll be fine soon, that little one. She's strong.
So
she's loud. She's a Hassan.
The youngest one, luckily, we've been able to keep. She doesn't know. She's not feeling it. So she's had someone around her at all times that she knows, and she's good. And when I dropped her off yesterday, the little kids had lined up these little babies, like dolls. The other kids in the daycare, they've lined up these little dolls. They're napping.
Oh.
And I go, oh, look, all the babies are napping. And Sue goes, well, not for long, as I'm putting the kid down.
Baby Hulk is here.
Like,
Baby
oh,
Hulk
no.
has arrived.
Sue, don't break up with us. We need you right now.
Remember that first one, how great she was? Remember that? Remember Sue loved Isla, too.
Yeah.
Like everyone loved Isla.
Sue said some really cute things about Isla. Like, you know, she's got to spark this one and all these cute little things about. And now she's like, well, everybody has to go for two, huh? 50,
there goes 50. The harmony. Anyway, so
I'm here.
I know Hulk isn't talking exactly yet, but is she asking for sister or anything like that?
No, she's learning to say words so she can say her sister's name, and she's but she doesn't. She's mostly.
Did she say Aya?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mostly still pointing, and mostly if you follow her hand, you're like, how did she see a binky from all the way over?
She's ground level, so.
Yeah. And her eyes, she's got young eyes.
I guess.
Yeah,
she can see everything.
Look at that. There is a choopy down there on the floor in the corner that she's pointing to. Huh. Anyway, so we just spent the day. We're trying to get her energy back up, Isla's energy, and get her walking. She was in bed for, I don't know, 4 days.
Right.
So. Just we walked, we played in the sand at the beach. She's like, did you guys bring my swimsuit? It's cold.
Freezing
not quite
cold,
raining, right. but gray. I'm like, dude, you just got out of the hospital. We're just trying to
you're
play
not
in the
going
sand. You're
swimming.
Just no water for you. God.
Well, but it's nice that she wants to do something. Yeah. She has the want for it. Even if she can't.
Oh, no, right. That's a little life force.
Yeah.
You want to see? Really? Mm-hmm. You want to go in the water? You got it. Let's just throw her in.
Here's a bathtub.
We walked around. This is her playing on the big whale. I'll show you some pictures. There's a big whale.
One of those statue
things. On the ground.
What, like at the supermarket?
No.
You've been to the Lawrence Observatory? The Lawrence Hall of Science? Oh, cute.
That's her getting up there, and that's her still.
It looks exactly like the one at the Lawrence, in the Lawrence parking lot, like that size.
Look how tiny she is.
I know.
That thing.
Well, they are large whales. It's in the name, you know.
Anyway, so we had a really good day yesterday. I don't want to take up too much of the time with that, but
we're concerned.
One good day under our belt. She ate well. Mm. She got some exercise.
Mm-hmm. So it was the flu on top of everything else she's
right. And then once they got her in there and
none of you guys
took
got it.
Blood, no. But we were quarantined, weirdly, which was a weird thing.
What do you mean?
They quarantined. They put her in a separate room.
Oh.
And everyone who came in had to.
Gown up,
scrub up, right?
And then, you know, change right on their way out in order to go to do the next thing. And so it was.
Well, you don't want it spread. That's good that they have that kind of protocol in place at the hospital because, man, I always think that, like, oh, you go to the hospital, that's it, you're catching everything that's there.
Well, right.
Despite, you know, that Legionnaires' disease you hear about that runs through hospitals.
And now the corona disease.
Right. I know, oh my God. coronavirus.
Yeah.
That staff they can't get rid of. And Jesus, stay out of hospital.
That flu shot? No, that didn't work for this strain.
No.
No, that's actually what, if you look it up, they're saying this flu shot this year isn't for some reason is not working as well as it should be.
I feel like they say that every year. Like they tout, you got to get the flu shot, you got to get it. And they're like, oh, this one doesn't seem quite dialed for this year.
Yeah. Well, she People had still getting it. A flu shot and got the flu nonetheless.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
that's what
you look at social media and everyone's all, why do I have the flu? I got the flu shot like they told me to.
Right.
That's why, I mean, I personally don't get it. John gets it.
Oh, John
flu
gets
shot.
The flu.
I love it.
He gets the flu shot every year.
I don't get the flu shot every year. You know what I got to go get? Is that shingles.
You know what? My second shot of the two, so it's a two-shot
thing.
Right,
because you get sick for a while, don't you, after you take it?
I got sick from it. It didn't feel good. I wasn't fully down, but I didn't feel right, you know, and that was...
But they say the two shots and the minor inconvenience of 24 hours of sickness.
You don't want shingles.
You don't want shingles. Mm-mm.
That's the word. Yeah. So, yeah, my second shot is in 2 weeks.
Oh.
So, whatever. I got to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to
do any special prep or anything,
nope.
Right?
You walk in, get your shot, and leave. The problem is the shot's hard to get.
Yeah.
Hard to find.
Right.
Right. You told us about that.
I looked everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we'll put you on a list.
Oh.
Another place
so
was like,
where are you going
we don't even have room
it?
On the list. So I told you guys, I went back to my regular doctor and they said, we'll give you, if you looked everywhere and you can't find it, we'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. We have a small supply.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, go.
Like, you know, here.
I'm here.
Let's do this.
I know, I gotta figure that out.
415, welcome back, Vinny.
Thank you.
Another 415 police officer here. Oh, I had to rush to my patrol car to find out how's Vinny.
I know, people care.
Well,
and you know what? Thanks. Thank you for listening and thank you for caring.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I posted that picture because there I am in a hospital and I'm like, I'm not thinking that, but I also wanted everyone to know why I was gone. And,
right.
Yeah.
And then, we didn't want to say too much about it. I mean, we definitely just called it a family.
Yeah, it's not our story
emergency
to tell.
Well, I mean, it is and it isn't. I don't really want to tell too much about it either.
Because
she's got to go face the day at some point here when she gets back to school. I don't want her to be the sick kid or the whatever. I don't know. Anyway.
Poor Isla. Ew.
Yeah, it sucks.
Treat her like everyone else.
Yep. Yeah, you don't want to be the sick kid. That sucks. Although some people, you know, like the attention.
I don't want that.
No.
I actually don't want that for her.
Right.
I don't want her to become the person that's like, oh, when I act a little faint, everyone comes running.
Cry wolf.
Well,
this is
nice.
This is working for me.
I don't want that.
Yeah, no, that's you don't want that.
Right.
God, those people are annoying.
Well.
Stop it already.
Anyway.
Enough.
So
hunker down and suffer like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Right.
Aren't you going to take care of me now?
It hurts right here when I touch this.
My son, just to totally change the subject,
let's
talk
do
about
that.
What we did this weekend. My son.
Niners!
Oh, yeah, that's
Niners!
Right. Oh, my God. Niners!
Shoot.
Yeah!
Niners!
Oh, my God. So I wish the Titans had won, too, but, you know, that's.
I actually started pulling for the Titans because they were down, and I thought, oh, this could be a really good game if they can come back.
They couldn't.
Yeah,
but it's very exciting. The Niners are in, and that's a big deal.
Yeah,
you can hear the collective sigh of relief and the cheers, you know.
And weirdly, somehow, even though the dumb Pats aren't involved in the postseason anymore at all anyone can talk about is Tommy.
Yeah.
He can't get out of the news.
Well, he's going to go somewhere. Where's he going to go?
You tell me. You got inside
Draft
info.
Do I know? I don't know. Move to Connecticut. Maybe he'll go to a New York team.
So do you think that this is just his...
It'd be funny if he went to the Jets. He's not going there, but...
No.
I thought that'd be hilarious. Well, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do.
They just drafted somebody, so he won't go there. Well, I thought this was
they're only
going to
get
his...
one season out of him, if you know, if that.
You don't think this is his way of getting an offer from Kraft?
Maybe. I mean, I certainly would love him to do his... I would love him to retire in New England. I would. I mean, he's just been beyond huge for that team. And obviously the other teammates that live at my house. You know,
it's hard to believe.
Don't even know if they're all like giving up on football now, and
the game's changed so much, and Tommy's not gonna be there. I'm like, all right. Wow, well, you're gonna get your Sundays back, huh?
No, please.
I know. I mean, they're not. Are they gonna become disengaged because Tommy's not there anymore?
You know, here's what I think. They won't. Yeah. John's a lifelong. My John. Both Johns. They love football in general, and plus they play that goddamn fantasy league crap. Right. So they're invested in the outcome of every freaking game. You know,
sound so supportive.
They can do whatever they want. Just honest to God,
it's been years, so
Debbie
I feel for
I,
you.
Debbie and I will start just talking about sewing because they'll be sitting there talking about football as though no one else is at the table or has anything to say. They just are going on and on, and their voices are loud, and they're talking about this guy and that guy. And I just look over at Debbie and go, oh man, that apron I made today was so cute, wasn't it? She's like, yeah. I liked how you did the ruffle on there. I mean, like, we have this whole...
Well, it sounds like you guys are getting on great. You're like a foursome.
Yeah. Well, we're like two twosomes anyway.
Right.
But yeah, you know, the thing is that it's changed so much, and they're just so pissed off about this call and that call, and they, you know... It's not the sport it used to be. And, right, yeah. Exactly. Well, that's what it sounds like from where I'm sitting at the table.
Take your Super Bowls and go home then,
right.
You whiners.
You know.
Sheesh. Anyway, that was
just... It's just not fun to watch it anymore. I might as well go watch college football before everyone gets hurt.
I believe that he's trying to... This is his way of playing hardball with Kraft.
I hope so. I mean, I would love to see him stay in New England. I don't know, though. You know, he did sell his house, or he's trying to sell his house. Who cares?
He was in Vegas over the weekend watching the fight, the McGregor fight.
Really?
Yeah.
So the cameras picked him up?
Yeah, the crowd erupts as soon as they go on to him. It's like, Tommy! You know, like two rows down, right next to the ring. It's crazy.
Bryn, is that the one that was out, knocked out in 40 seconds or something?
Yeah.
I think I heard something on the news, and I was like, there's a fight.
McGregor.
Did McGregor win?
Yeah.
In 40 seconds?
Yeah, it was quick.
He won or he lost?
It was just a beat.
He won.
Oh. It was just a beat down.
But I didn't know it went that fast. Mm-hmm.
I forget the
That's
time.
That's like Ronda Rousey style.
For sure.
So this cowboy kid was just a tomato can.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just have a bad day. You got hit right in the first thing, and then that was it. McGregor was using this new technique that I haven't seen in the UFC, where as soon as they go, they start to grapple him. He grabs him and soars him in the face like that. That's a new hit that I don't normally see.
Well, you got to incorporate that.
And that stunned the crap out of that guy. That he got
mad
dizzy
fighting skills.
And it was over.
Wow.
As fast as that.
Well, your shoulder's pretty hard.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
That's a good thing to hit with.
Nobody ever did that.
You're
before.
Right, exactly.
Like, usually it's the elbow.
I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah. I'm going to use that next time
I'm
going to fight.
Grappling with someone on the streets of San Francisco.
I love grappling. Is there anything hotter than grappling?
Why don't you just walk away? How about that?
Just walk away. I don't know. I'm in a bad mood or something.
Yeah, you know.
Somebody
take it out of
somebody.
The wrong way. She's got a, you know, she's got a job to do. Keep those streets clean. Come on, Yussi.
I'm just trying to sell you some cookies, ma'am.
Oh, really?
Get away from me,
Samoas.
Girl Scout.
A shoulder thump for you. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco.
Either that or I kick him.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. That probably, go with kicking.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.